Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Corva Coleman to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Betsy Caruso from Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Dorchester?
Dorchester.
Dorchester, how are things there?
Fabulous. A little humid.
Wicked humid.
Wicked humid.
Wicked.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to our show, Betsy. Now, you're going to play Who's Corva this time. Corva Coleman right here will read you three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
It would be a dream come true.
All right, very good. Here is your first quote.
Some are saying, we need to cut and run. Others are saying, we need to cut and jog. And still others are saying, we need to cut and walk.
That was Republican National Committee Chair Ken Mellman puckishly summing up whose ideas on what to do in Iraq.
I would guess that would be Congress.
Well, who in Congress?
Oh, boy. Democrats.
Yes, very good. All the pundits were saying that with the Iraq war hung around their necks, the Republicans couldn't win this fall, but leave it to the Democrats to turn that around. Democratic senators introduced two different proposals about withdrawing troops from Iraq, which have exposed their own internal disagreements, and even as the proposals were both defeated, it allowed Republicans to slap them with the label cut and run. John Kerry, of all people, came up with a pungent response. He called the Republican policy, quote, lie and die. He's now, Senator Kerry is working on a time machine that will allow him to use that great line back when it could have done him some good.
Something blue in the blue states.
Yeah, I know. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
Having had little to do lately, he had gone five times to see the George Clooney film about Edward R. Murrow in CBS, Good Night and Good Luck, sometimes by himself.
That was the Washington Post describing someone who had nothing to do with CBS, so he just went and relived the glory days of the network in a dark theater. This guy was finally pushed out the door. This week, who?
That would be Dan Rather.
Yes. When Dan Rather left the anchor desk at the CBS Evening News last year, he was promised work at the network's flagship show, 60 Minutes. Well, apparently when CBS said work, what they meant was Andy Rooney likes his with one sugar, no cream. Oh. So Dan had time to go and celebrate CBS's halcyon days in a Midtown Manhattan movie theater, play three-card Monty, wander up and down the streets. So this week, without fanfare or even a going-away party, he left CBS after 44 years.
I'd have gone to a movie with him.
Sure. I think it would be frustrating to watch a movie with Dan Rather, particularly one he'd already seen, because he'd be sitting there the whole time saying things, well, this scene's about as exciting as two snakes in a Texas snowstorm.
Exactly.
And it would be, watch, just shh. Be bad. All right, very good, Betsy. Here is your last quote.
Shut up, Mark. Your act's beyond old. It is one thing to be wrong. It is another to be loud wrong. And it seems every time you open your mouth, you're 160 decibel Pearl Jam wrong.
That was Everett Herald sports columnist John Sleeper telling a man named Mark Cuban to put a sock in it. Mr. Cuban was silenced this week, in as much as he can be silenced, after his team, the Dallas Mavericks, lost what?
Let's see, it's too late for the Super Bowl.
You sound like me.
But I think the basketball season is just ending.
So it would be then?
That would be the final playoffs of the basketball season.
Good enough, the NBA championship. When Mark Cuban bought his favorite basketball team with some of his internet billions, he lived every fan's dream of what they would like to be, a visionary owner. Then when he started ranting and raving and cursing at officials and reporters, he revealed himself to be every fan's nightmare of what they actually are, self-obsessed jerks. After the Mavs lost Game 5 to the Miami Heat, Cuban ran onto the court, yelled at the officials for making bad calls, reportedly yelled at NBA Commissioner David Stern, quote, your league is rigged, which cost him $250,000 in fines. At this rate, he will bloviate his way into bankruptcy in 2075.
He also has a blog, which I advise everyone to go see. It's like blogmaverick.com. He doesn't believe in either capital letters or apostrophes. It's amazing. It's like it's translated from the original Sanskrit.
Korva, how did Betsy do in our quiz?
She did great. Betsy got 3 out of 3 right. She wins.
Congratulations, Betsy. Well done.
I had a great time. Thanks for having me.